know he was actually born in March.
I thought you were talking about my birthday.
You are my crime.
When am I?
Sorry, why?
He was born in March. Christmas is a pagan thing that the Christians took over. Like, he wasn't born in December.
I wanted to do a quiz about movies, but it sounds...
Well, guys, thank you for being here for the end of 2025. And can we just say, thank fuck 2025's done.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking knackered.
What a mediocre year for film.
When Katy Perry said, do you ever feel like a plastic bag being dragged through the wind? I've never really understood that statement until this year. And I
love how you added the
like
being
that.
Dragged through the wind.
Yeah, it was very ethereal floating, wasn't it?
No, when she said drifting through the wind, I was like, the fuck are you talking about, babes? And then this year, yeah, I feel like the 5p Tesco, every little extra value carrier bag's been dragged on somebody's steering, not steering wheel, what's the car?
Have you ever heard the song before?
Tires.
I don't know where this analogy's going.
I feel
it's a different
like a
song at this point.
Thank God you're into the world of movie and film and not music, my God. Well, you just heard the two voices. One person who has gone very viral for their cosplay is Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
I can't help, you look just like Ariana Grande.
Do you know what, you say that I've bleached my eyebrows today by accident as well. And I've had to colour them in so you can see them.
And I mean, hearing you as well, you sound just like Ariana Grande as well. Sound just like her.
Ariana Venti.
That is going on your Tinder. That is sweet. And the other guy, he is the most charming, charismatic geek there is. He puts the Riz in Christian Bale is the
in
best Batman.
Yeah.
That's me. It's me, Henry Calvert. You might know me from the amazing video of the Movie Dweeb podcast where we discussed Muppet movies. Which was a very fun episode of the Movie Dweeb podcast. So for regular listeners, I'm the Fleetwood Mac Muppets guy. and it is a title I wear proudly.
That can also go on your Tinder. I don't know how many super likes it's going to get.
Please,
you.
Please, have I got enough nonsense on my Tinder already? and the Muppets already appear twice, so we need to rein that in.
And if anybody knows Henry from Tinder, well done.
I've tried to match him so many times. I think my
if anybody knows
broken.
Me from Tinder, everybody knows me from
Tinder's
Tinder.
Tinder's like Pokemon Go for content creators in London.
Oh, I love it. It's good
because
fun.
Because we're always just catching monsters on it.
Oh, where's Wally?
Well, it is. He's like, every now and again, you're like, oh, Charizard, and it's actually just like Henry Calvert.
Fucking hell, you got Charizard.
I'll take that. I'm more of a Gyarados kind of guy. Anyway.
Well, we are going to go through the big fat quiz of movies 2025.
Quiz.
Not big fat quiz, we're not going to get sued by Channel 4. So this is like
I said the Dweeb 2025 quiz movie edition.
Big fat quiz. I mean, in keeping with 2025, is it like the Ozempic movie quiz?
We get skinnier as this goes on.
Yeah.
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 Good.
My doctor won't like that. Anyway, I need to gain weight.
Have some of mine for the love of Christ.
I just need to gain some perspective.
So who's feeling more confident at you two?
I feel like you'll be better at this than me.
I've only seen 30 new releases this year.
30?
Yeah. And a few of those are like the prime original nonsense that they stick out, you know.
I don't know
what I've seen. Don't worry, they don't feature on the quiz.
Oh, yippee! my time spent watching The Pickup went to good use. Screw you, Eddie Murphy. Anyway,
including Eddie Murphy, you might be the only person that's mentioned that film this year.
I think so. I think so.
Well, let's start at the top. Let's start at the beginning. January.
Oh.
It gave us some films like You're Cordially Invited, Back in Action, and Flight Risk. Which saw which A-lister debut this iconic bald hair?
Oh.
Which actor is that? And that's not a bald cap. That's this person's real hair.
It looks like he's about to go to Turkey. Who is that?
Well, that is the question. If I tell you, it's not much of a quiz.
Flight
Who
risk.
Wants to be a millionaire? It would be a lot easier for you.
It really
Flight
would,
risk.
It?
Flight risk.
I think this is the person who's in Flight Risk.
That is their real hair. Not a bald cap. That's their head. And you was worried you was going to look ginger on this. It could have been worse.
Yeah.
Flight Risk. Yeah, okay.
Oh.
You know what, just put an actor. You went into a deep state of mind still thinking, Katy Perry.
Male actor.
And then, of course, in February.
Yes.
The Shrek 5 trailer dropped and confirmed Zendaya is officially in the Shrek cinematic universe.
Yeah, and Shrek had been for brow lamination.
But that's what I was going to say. What has Shrek done to his... No, I haven't. who does Zendaya play in Shrek?
Oh, I know this one.
Oh, this is here we go. I was worried that Henry was going to romp this, but now we've got tension. We've got drama in the podcast.
I know what one of the three are called.
I know what all of the three are called because the Shrek CU is very important to me.
Oh, God bless you, Em. That was so pure. There's a little tear in your eye.
Right, I made a video about Shrek's Empic because I was very unhappy about the changes to his appearance.
I'm obsessed that Zempic's come through twice on this podcast already, and we're only in February.
I told you, it's a running theme. It's a running theme. What the hell is going on? Shrek's been for, like, he's had so much plastic surgery done, and I'm not here for it.
I put one of them in. And I don't know if it's the right one, but it's certainly one of them.
You've got this. Yeah, I have faith. Well, you've got the next one. This is almost like as if I was asking Em what her PIN number is. This is so catered to you, this question.
Okay.
Captain America Brave New World came out in February and became just the third MCU film to go to rotten on Rotten Tomatoes. What are the other two entries in the Rotten Club?
Oh, that's actually tricky because I don't like a lot of them.
Two MCU films. And believe me, it could be a lot.
It really could.
Rotten.
Right, if anybody from Marvel's watching this, I love you dearly. I love Marvel films, genuinely. I'm one of the biggest Marvel gals I know. But you've had some stinkers recently.
It's all been shit. To be frank, a lot of it's been ass, absolute ass. Fantastic Four brought it round, though. I'm going to go with...
I mean, you haven't got to worry, because these two aren't getting sequels. Like, they are not, let's face it. So you haven't got to worry about pissing people off on the promo.
Oh, I know what it is.
Do you ever feel...
Is it a long title, by any chance?
Yeah, I hope that pen's got ink in it. Yeah.
And...
Oh, my God, Henry, if you lose this, all credibility's gone.
I feel like I should know this one, but I'm really stumped by
this feels right. Rankings that I've viewed always have these two near the bottom.
One of them I'm confident about. The other one, I'm just going off of the fact that people are misogynistic.
Okay, I'm excited for this answer. I like where you're going here. Because I'm a misogynist, just to let you know. You're great. You're better than Henry, if anything. Yeah. I had to clarify, I'm not a misogynist. God, Right, March. The Oscars happened. And I want you guys to rank these icons from fewest to most Oscar nominations, okay?
Okay.
Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah.
Zendaya. Wallace and Gromit.
Lowest to
highest. Who's got the least to the most Oscar nominations?
This is surprising.
And you know what? I'm going to give you a little bonus point if you accurately get how many Oscar nominations have each received.
Can we just sit here right now and say that Wallace and Gromit should have more? Well, they're an institution.
I'm not going to tell you how many they've got. They might have 42. And then that's actually too much. They shouldn't have more than 42.
I think they should have so many. Because they're icons.
You are my little Wallace and Gromit.
Aww.
Yeah.
One's which?
Well, you were Wallace. No, you were Gromit at Comic-Con.
So that makes you Wallace. Yeah. I'll be Feathers.
Yeah.
Feathers
McGraw. There we go. Perfect.
The sexy,
like that.
Silent type. And then, of course, there was the Doomsday Chair live stream.
Yeah.
Which went on for far too long.
It really did.
I just want you to tell me how long to the second... was that live stream? Whoever's closest gets the points.
I think it was... not sure.
Well, to be fair, you're not wrong there. If you don't know it and you write not sure, I suppose that's technically right.
Okay.
It worries me that that was the one you had greatest of ease with.
I have a feeling that it was about this long. Like, yeah. I remember being on Twitter and like awake for this. I wouldn't have waited any longer than this. Yeah.
I remember it being long.
I wanted to do a That's What She Said joke. But I won't, because I'm not a misogynist. And then we jump to April, where Sinners, the greatest film of the year, came out, and Hailee Steinfeld said one iconic line. I just want you to complete what she says.
I know this.
So she said, I heard you loud and clear, but then you... As if this is the one that you two locked in for. As if this is the one. You dirty little rotters.
I'm trying to think of the adjective. Is there an or the noun, the verbiage? What are they?
The exact so phrase. In my mind's eye.
Believe me, I can picture it clearly.
Pictured it many a time clearly.
I quote it. It's become, do you know, like when you get your little verbal thing.
Your sort of vocal tics.
Yeah. This was one of mine for about 6 weeks.
Bloody hell. I hope you weren't saying that to your bus driver.
No, it was one of those, you know, where you just sat in your house and you like say, what have my recent ones been? Santa brought me a fat Barbie. I was a skinny Barbie. I can't stop saying that.
Yeah, and I want that at least 3 more times throughout today.
That and that one kid just going nationwide.
Any vocal sims that you want to introduce us to here, Henry? Any you can top that with?
No.
That actually is one of your vocal sims that you repeat.
I'm going to say no.
Madam Marble, flip it upside down. Wicked witch.
God bless her. God loves a trial, doesn't they? Well, that's the first 4 months of the year. So we're going to run through the answers now. See how we do, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
So we had the bloke from Flight Risk.
Yeah.
This hairstyle. Who did you guys put for this?
See, is Flight Risk the Mark Wahlberg movie?
Okay, you've put Mark Wahlberg. Who did you go for?
I put male actor, ?
Technically, both true. That is Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, I knew it! I knew it!
Yeah, that
is
Mark Wahlberg's bald little head.
It's him in the plane with the snowy background. That's all I remember from that film.
Because we saw the trailer and we didn't see the movie.
Exactly. Yeah. We got invited, realised it was going to be shit and would rather do something else with our evening.
Oh, wow.
Shrek 5, Em, I'm going to go to you for this. Who is Zendaya playing?
Felicia, Shrek's daughter.
Oh, Felicia.
Because they're called Felicia Farkle.
I said Fargle.
And Fergus.
Yeah. God, oh my God. That was genuinely, that got me all under the collar.
I said Fargle because I couldn't remember the other bastard too.
Oh, look at us, 2 questions in and already equal. The drama, the stakes are high.
I know.
What were the 2 other rotten films in the MCU other than Captain America Brave New World?
So I said Quantumania. And Dark World.
Okay.
I said Quantumania and the Marvels.
It's Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, and Eternals.
Oh! Is it?
Yeah.
You joke. I mean, it's shit, but it's not that, like...
Oh, they're shitter.
It's not as bad as Dark World.
There is shitter, for sure.
That actually really shocks me.
I don't think Dark World's as bad as the ones that are bad now, though.
I mean, I think
I think it's the most boring thing ever.
Dark World is bad. In comparison to what they were putting out at the time. But I think if you compare Dark World to some of the newer things, I'm looking at you, Multiverse of Madness.
Yes, that should have been...
I don't think Dark World's as bad as that.
I think Dark World has the least life in it out of any of them. I think there's no character in that. I'd even go so far as to say the first Thor film feels very lifeless.
I think, though, if you slapped Christopher Nolan's name on it and took out the fact it was Thor, people would rave about it.
So took away everything that made it Thor?
No, like, if they changed the characters so it wasn't Thor, and they were like, oh, it's just too, like, mythical.
It's just a bloke with an electric hammer.
People, I think people would be like, this is a revelation.
God, you're so deep today.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody throw me a ladder.
Do we get one for Quantumania?
You know what? I'm a generous kind of guy. You get one for Quantumania. Like, treat yourselves. The fewest to most Oscar nominations, Timothy, Zendaya, Wallace and Gromit. What order did you do?
I think Zendaya's got 0.
I said Zendaya 0.
Yep, point for that.
I think Timmy's got 1.
Timmy has 2.
Yeah.
And I think Wallace and Gromit has 3.
How many are you going for Wallace and Gromit?
See, I massively overestimated it. I said Wallace and Gromit had got 4 and Timmy's got 5.
So Timmy's got 2, Wallace and Gromit has 6.
So I got the order right.
So you got the order, you get a point, yeah.
Justice for Wallace and Gromit, honestly, at this point. 6 Oscar nominations, well deserved.
Right, how long did the Doomsday Chair live stream last? Who's closer?
I said 5 hours, 0 minutes, and 15 seconds.
Okay.
I put 13 hours and 8 minutes.
Did you watch it 5 times on repeat? It was 5 hours, 27 minutes, 51 seconds.
Impressive.
You was out by less than half an hour. And you was out by Just a little bit more.
That's maybe that's how long it was for me, because I fell asleep at some point and woke back up.
And you, time just revolves around you in that sense.
Yeah, maybe I paused it.
Yeah, that's how.
Maybe that's how long it took me to catch up.
And then, of course, Hailee Steinfeld said, "I heard you loud and clear, but then you
stuck your tongue in my coos and fucked me so hard."
I did not put that. I said shoved your hand down my pussy / clunge / fanny / nuna.
You shoved your hand down me clunge. The fact, I like yours, the fact that yours was word for word. You actually got the coos right. Wow. So you're tongue in my coos and fuck me so hard, I figured you'd change your mind. Yeah.
Wow, that is well done. Well done.
How often were you saying this?
Oh, so often. Like, it got stuck in my head like a song lyric.
Like the Katy Perry one that you got absolutely smashed right.
Yeah, and then it was like, everyone was talking about it for so long as well. Like, everyone was posting edits of it and stuff and being like, oh, Hailee Steinfeld, boss bitch. And I was like, yeah, because that line delivery is going to live rent-free in my brain forever. Yeah.
But I actually think, I love Hailee to bits. I think yours is kind of better. I think yours is kind of better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you win this round. Sinners two. Right, we're going to jump to May. My birthday, little
I've
trick
got
for you.
Four so far.
Oh, yeah, how many are you on? Four?
Three.
Okay, ooh, this is it. This is the drama we love to see. Right, so May, for us little maybes, maybe babies. In Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, Tom Cruise bagged a Guinness World Record.
Right.
But for what did he earn it? Why did he earn it? What did he achieve?
Oh,
converting the most amount of people to Scientology.
But which I don't find funny, just in case they're coming for me and watching this.
No, we respect the Scientology community.
Guinness but not World. Too much. Just the right level.
We respect them in that we let them do what they want to do. And we don't
just
question
not
them.
Near us. Oh my God, I'm scared. Are you trying to communicate to me via Morse code?
I was about to make the same joke.
We are so in sync.
We really are.
And then at Cannes Film Festival, Emma Stone made this face.
Oh.
Why is that? What triggered this face? I can do it too if it helps.
Yeah, it does help.
Does that help? What could... yeah.
Okay, I think I've got it.
Oh,
okay.
I do not have a scary day.
June, which film inspired the critic who earnestly wrote, "It's probably the most moving film featuring a 7-foot-tall naked zombie with a gigantic dick I've ever seen."
Oh, I know this because I watched this film through my hands because I was very scared.
This is actually what's on my Tinder. We've spoken about what's on our Tinders.
Boats.
A little tease for once.
A little tease. But I think we both know this one.
And July, Jonathan Bailey's slutty little glasses took over the internet. Correct answer right there for the growl. But for an extra point, I want you two now to draw your own pair of slutty little glasses. Okay? Sluttiest pair of glasses gets the point. They've gone into a deep state of mind. All of that art attack watching's paid off. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. I'm really enjoying this.
The music or the drawing?
All of the above.
Oh, thank you.
It's like ASMR.
Bonus point for that. Thank I'm very you. Flippant with my bonus
looks
points.
A bit like a ghoul.
Oh, that's slutty. Slutty little ghoul. It's actually beads of sweat. And I don't know if it's because, again, this studio's boiling or you're actually really into it. Or because I heard the phrase, "stick your hand down my clunge." That might be the reason I'm so sweaty.
Also, can we go back to Nuna?
to Michael B. Jordan. Touch me, bloody Nuna. I'd say it to him.
I'm Hailee Steinfeld. Yeah, looks a bit like the pedo from Family Guy, but...
I'm actually slutty. Really proud of this.
Yes. Yeah? We go to August.
August.
I'll be home for August. At the UK premiere of Caught Stealing, Zoe Kravitz made this face. But why?
Oh, I'm really annoyed because I was supposed to go to this and I didn't end up going and I'd have known.
You'd have got that bonus point.
I would have done. Oh.
Austin Butler seems to be enjoying it, whatever happens. Ooh.
I went viral for being in an Austin Butler, like, thirst trap edit.
Shut up.
Yeah. Because he walked past me at a premiere and I pulled a face and it's made it into like 12 different Thirst Trap edits.
Can I see the face?
And it's me just going.
Which is actually very similar to Zoe Kravitz there. Maybe that's it. And now finally for August, Simon Bird was announced as part of Star Wars Starfighter, the bloke from In-Betweeners.
Oh, yeah, he was.
For a bonus point, do I look and sound like Will McKenzie from the In-Betweeners? Simple as that. And now we're going to go through the answers.
Okay.
Okay. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. How did, why did Tom Cruise bag his Guinness World Record?
Is it something to do with doing his own stunts?
I mean, stunts are involved.
Most amount of biplane stunts, I said. Most amount of wing walks on a biplane, let's say.
How do you know what the sexual orientation of the plane is?
That's a good one. That's quick.
That's nice, good, clean comedy, that.
Humour. Humour, we like that.
Bang!
We like that.
And another bonus point for just being a bit funny.
It was satire.
16 times for most burning parachute jumps. His parachute jump set on
fire.
Oh,
yes, I've seen the bloody video about that.
And you didn't write it down.
No.
Big, stupid dum-dum.
No. Henry is a mong.
Why did Emma Stone make this face?
A bee.
A female bee. Correct. Thank you.
I
attacked her.
Someone fell.
Oh. That close to her face.
Bloody hell. Someone fell.
Do you know like when you see a stranger fall on in the snow and you wince, but you don't do anything to help them?
You don't wince. You go.
So, okay.
But
Henry's
yeah,
just
I normally
fallen.
Do laugh, but like I was trying to make myself appear approachable.
What film? Led the critics say it's probably the most moving film featuring a 7-foot-tall naked zombie with a gigantic dick.
28 years later.
Correct. Bingo, bango, bongo.
Lovely.
I want to now see your slutty little glasses.
Oh, they're really slutty.
Okay, they're slutty. Right, talk me through them. Talk me through your slutty glasses.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, it's a bloke with his glasses on his the edge of his nose looking at you, biting his lip.
Oh.
But it looks a bit like Herman the Pervert from Family Guy.
Strong jawline. And
well, I took it very literally. You asked me to do slutty glasses. So this is a pair of glasses and they're winking at you and blowing a kiss and they're wearing fishnets and stilettos.
I think she went.
They are so slutty. They are big, hoary glasses. I suppose anything sitting on Jonathan Bailey's face is a little bit slutty.
Could have been me after that Wicked interview.
You've gone viral for being a twink that he's in love with.
Yeah, I know. Some of the comments on that video, I think one of them has something like 20,000 likes, which is Jonathan Bailey wants to destroy this twink.
I didn't know you saw my comment.
No, I know. I should have messaged you about it.
If it makes you feel better, I too want to destroy you. Anyway, Zoe Kravitz, why did she make this face?
The zombie from 28 years later.
That's what she's looking down at over here.
Someone fell over again.
Hate to say it, a bee attacked her.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is the year of the bee.
For monstrous bees.
Year of the bee. It wasn't 2009 whenever Bee Movie came out. No.
This is the real Bee
This
movie.
Is the bee, yeah.
If anything needs a live action treatment, it's the Bee Movie.
I don't know how the hell they'd manage that. Could you imagine how horrifying the little bees would be? Bloody hell.
Still voiced by Jerry Seinfeld.
Putting on sweaters
just be
and shit.
Jerry Seinfeld.
With his little mandibles.
In wings.
Oh, they've just they just green screen him
small
tiny.
Small Jerry Seinfeld, but painted yellow, Simpson style.
And bonus point: do I look and sound like Will McKenzie?
I said maybe the M&S version.
I said not anymore.
You know what? He's fitting that, and you both get a point for that. Neither of you said yes because I'd have punched you in the throat. Tammy, what's the scores on the doors?
Overall, or just for that round?
I've got 3 from that round.
Oh, dear.
I've got 4 from before.
I've got...
Someone's
7. You two might both have to hand over your TikTok handles.
Oh, God,
I've got
no.
4 for that round.
Oh.
My have you?
Oh.
Where bloody hell have you got that from?
I got 2 bonus points. Being funny.
Oh, she sucked to them. Okay.
Oh,
she's
sucked
to them.
Okay.
I've written little bees next to them because.
For little, because it's the year of the bee.
Yeah.
September, The Long Walk was released where contestants had to keep moving or face execution. What exact speed must they maintain to stay alive?
Oh, screw you. Stupid specific questions.
It's not the first time someone said screw you to me, so. Today alone, you feel confident?
with that,
yeah.
I've, do you know what? I'm going in with like blind confidence.
I haven't seen it. You know what? I'll give that.
Even heard of this one?
It's the one with Mark Hamill where they walk, based on Stephen King.
Oh, I like Mark Hamill. Maybe
just not enough to see his films.
Really good trailer. 28 years later. I will give this year this mediocre year for film, great year for trailers. The 28 years later trailer was banging with that World War II like chant. I thought that was brilliant, and I really liked the Long Walk trailer as well. Good year for depressing movie trailers.
Just not good enough to watch them and answer the questions correctly.
This is true.
October. Why did a cinema offer free tickets to anyone willing to shave their heads?
October.
Why did I not know about this? I'll do anything for the bit.
Shave your head now.
I've bleached get my hair today. Views. I look bald from certain
shave
angles.
Your head.
Well, you could get free tickets, but for what reason? We've come back full circle.
October. What came out in October?
Again, if I tell you this, it does defeat the quiz.
I'll go with some of the I know has a bald person in. But I don't think it's Axe. I think it came out this month. But alas, what can you do?
No, that's what I thought initially. But then, yeah.
Oh, anyway. You speaking in code together. And then October also gave us the film Good Boy, which is a horror movie starring a dog. But earlier in the year, we got The Making of a Bad Boy. Who was the bad boy in question?
We love a bad boy, don't we?
Yeah, but not a fucking terrorist.
What was the Diddy
then.
Documentary called?
The Making of a Bad Boy.
The Making of
Who
a Bad
Who was the bad boy?
Boy
in question?
Sorry.
Wow.
You didn't get
it. And in November, we saw The Running Man, where Glenn Powell performed many outrageous stunts, including dangling half-naked in a towel.
Oh.
All I want you to know is that fans created a nickname for him. What was the nickname based off of that moment? That one's stupidly easy.
I actually don't know that one, so I've just guessed.
That one was actually... I said it aloud. I actually read the question wrong, gave it all away. So you should know what that was.
Oh.
And then December, Michael Caine made headlines yet again because he announced he's doing what for the fourth time in his life?
Hopefully reenacting the whole of The Muppets Christmas Carol.
And you reckon he's done that three times before?
I think so, not publicly, because I think he loves that film.
The interviews with him when they were making that, he is so earnest, and I admire it so much.
Because he treats them as co-stars, doesn't he?
It's like Tim Curry, as well, the best Muppet co-stars. I'm talking about the Muppets again on the Movie Dweeb podcast, Chuck Howard.
I saw a meme about this,
like, whenever the Muppet co-stars treat them as real entities, it's when they give their best performances.
Well, there was a thing, wasn't there, where Michael Caine treats the Muppets like actors and Tim Curry treats himself like a Muppet.
Did you see Danny Trejo when they did the Muppets movie? His mum died and Kermit was the first person to console him.
That's lovely.
That's devastating.
Yeah, Kermit was the first person, and that's what kept it. He was going to fly home and skip the film, and Kermit was like, hey, it's okay.
Well,
and then he stuck around.
That was impressive, but going on depressing...
That was actually my Danny Trejo.
Going on depressing Muppets facts, do you know that Big Bird sang Rainbow Connection?
At Jim
or it's not easy being green at Jim Henson's funeral because nobody dared do the Kermit voice after he died.
Oh, no.
Those videos of it.
Yeah,
it's so sad.
It's heartbreaking.
The first thing I said to Josh Groban when I met Josh Groban was, oh, my God. You were in The Muppets Most Wanted. He was like, yeah, I was in that for like 2 seconds. I was like, yeah, but that's the coolest thing ever.
I can't believe that's the first thing you went with and not Glee.
Yeah, but then I said to him, can we do the...
Josh Groban!
I've got two words for you. Josh Groban. Who's Josh Groban? Who's Josh Groban? Kill yourself!
Actually, one of the greatest things to ever come out of Glee.
And you get a bonus point for doing that.
Thank you.
I'm giving them out willy-nilly. And now that, sadly, this is all we got time for, the final question... Quentin Tarantino went on an absolute rampage recently.
Yeah.
Oh, what a dickhead.
Declaring 3 actors that he thinks are bad actors.
Oh,
you get a point for each one.
I can remember one of them.
I can't remember. Oh, no, I remember his name. I remember his name.
I can remember one of them because I love him. He's just a little wholesome bean.
He's always seemed quite wholesome beans.
Yeah.
Like a tin of wholesome beans.
I'm going to... hazard a guess. Oh no, he's not going to say her because she's a fit bird and he likes a fit bird.
Probably great feet. He loves Great Fate.
Let's just... Oh, God.
Honestly, if he gets... I swear to God, he just writes parts for himself in films where he goes, do you know what? I can be racist and harass a woman.
Can write that bit out, Quentin. No, we'll keep that in.
Must keep that. Who will be cast? No one's going to do that. I will.
I'm just thinking of people that he'll never, ever cast. Just generally.
Yeah. Like,
that don't suit his vibe, and I've just gone with them.
Could be Three Muppets.
Right, could be. I don't think Pepe had... Actually, Pepe the Prawn would fit.
He would fit so well in Django. Yeah, he would
fit in anything. You could put Pepe the King Prawn in anything.
Yeah.
Especially a horny Tarantino scene.
He would bloody lap that
I
up.
I love him.
Right, the final round. September. What speed have you got walking the long walk?
4 miles an hour. Oh,
I put 7.
So close. It's 3 miles per hour. Oh.
Which,
you looked really upset that I wasn't giving you that one.
Closer.
Why did a cinema offer free tickets to anyone willing to shave their head?
I said begonia, but that's too...
Did you put begonia?
No, I just put pitbull.
It's begonia, yeah.
What was it?
I thought it was too late.
I thought it only came out recently.
I think in, like, America, obviously, begonia was out there.
I should have stuck to my guns. Yeah. That's what I thought, and then I thought, no.
Yeah. No, I'm glad I put that down now.
Fucking
pitbull. These damn release dates are so annoying.
Yeah, I really fucked you over here, didn't I?
Well,
yeah.
No, it's just generally, like, it's like that when The Holdovers came out. It was released in America in, like, November, and then we got it in mid-Jan. Yeah. Who's going to go watch a Christmas movie in mid-Jan? Ridiculous.
Who was the bad boy in question in the making of a bad boy?
Martin Thompson.
How did you know?
We went. I'll tell this story. Martin Thompson is the winner of Beauty in the Geek UK, but
he's also one of the most glorious people on the face of the earth.
Yeah, he's wonderful, very wholesome. But we went to a cabaret bar, and there was this there was a drag queen and a male stripper doing a performance. This was also to promote the movie Bros, if anybody remembers that rom-com. Dave the Bear was his name. Dave the Bear came up to Martin with his, and I quote, fingering gloves. Slapped his gloves and went, I'm a bad boy, you gonna punish me? And Martin said, and I quote, only if you teach me. And went,
I'm sorry,
and I was like, where the hell did
that?
I don't really know where that came from. Anyway.
That actually detracted from the fucked in the coos bit. Now that is now the sexiest thing that's happened.
Fingering gloves. How interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to state for the record, I'm not intrigued, I'm disgusted.
It is nearly Christmas.
I'm not disgusted, right? Whatever
it's
you want to do.
It's a time for giving.
Whatever floats your boat, I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum. Doesn't sound like something I'd partake in, personally.
Should we just sit back in silence and see where this goes now?
See where we can dig. Where can we dig to?
Nowhere with fingering gloves. Jesus fucking Christ.
Just wait till you meet Dave the Bear, tell you. He's a character.
In a gay bar, I don't think Dave the Bear is going to be that interested in me and my coos, is he?
Interesting character. Nice guy.
Terrible choice of gloves.
Yeah.
Who was the bad boy in the making of a bad boy? Did you put anyone?
I just said Martin Thompson.
The only biopic I could think of this year was Bruce Springsteen.
It was actually Diddy.
Screw you! Yeah. Did you not hear me say, what was the name of the Diddy documentary that just came out?
I couldn't say you're correct.
I really feel like calling Diddy a bad boy is like the understatement of the year.
Yeah,
thank you. Like, you little scab.
But the
you.
Netflix documentary like that just came out. Is that what it's called?
This was the pre one, the pre 57 got,
right,
one.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking that documentary isn't called that.
No.
That's called like... I don't even know, but
he's
it's not that.
A bit worse than a bad boy.
Yeah, well,
that's the name of this new documentary. Yeah.
the little scamp, Diddy. Yeah. The little
that
bad
really
cheeky.
Feels like the under. That's like calling the Olympics Sports Day.
Yeah. You little cheeky rascal, Diddy. What was the nickname that Glenn Powell got for wearing that wash rag?
Glenn Towel.
When you said, I've kind of given it away, you went, oh, he's on that clock tower.
Right.
So I said, ding schlong. King Kong, but also a bell, like in clock towers go ding dong.
I would like to say
there's
as
layers
well.
To that.
Ding schlong. I thought that was good. Anyway.
Until you said you'd given it away, I had crossed out the word fetus because he's curled up in the fetal position. And I didn't know. I just went off a guess. And then you were like, oh, you said you've given it away. So it must be something really obvious.
So you thought the nickname he got from that was fetus.
Well, he's curled up.
So witty.
He's curled up like a fetus.
Fetus.
Yeah.
Imagine being in the cinema going, listen to this, lads. Fetus. Hey, comedy king. Michael Caine made headlines yet again because he announced he's doing what for the fourth time?
Retiring.
Oh, I put Italian job again.
Great movie.
And then the holy trifecta, what the three actors that Quentin Tarantino went off on.
Paul Dano.
Paul Dano. Correct. Definitely did.
I then said, these are two actors that I just could see him never working with. And that's Helena Bonham Carter and Billy Crystal.
Oh, who have you put?
I put Timothy Chalamet and insert here.
It was Owen Wilson and Matthew Lillard.
Fuck
oh, of
off.
Course it was Matthew Lillard.
That's like
I
a
forgot
trifecta
about that.
Of national treasures.
I know. The Matthew one breaks my heart. The
they
most.
All do.
Where the hell does that even come from?
I know. Look, what film have you seen those three in and gone, they're all shit?
Do you know what's really funny about that? That man watched Scooby-Doo and Cars and went, not for me.
Yeah. But that's he's actually so the like... best part of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, the best part of
Scooby-Doo,
it.
Scooby-Doo, also, banger of a film. Oh. One of the greatest live-action translations I've ever seen. In the history of cinema.
Yeah.
And well, also Cars.
Better than The Hateful Eight, which is a Tarantino film, yeah. Let's face it.
Yeah. But I would also say, like, what, like, ticks in his mind to go, I've got to slag off Shaggy. Like,
yeah.
Like what,
yeah.
What, like, what sets
him
off?
What did he want him to do? Just sit there and go, rop,
rop. Yeah, he's watching the FNAF 2 promo and goes, you know what, I can't fucking stand that guy.
Yeah.
And, but you know,
he's
like,
also
what?
The best part of the first FNAF. I've not seen the second
I'm
one yet.
I mean, watching the second FNAF.
It's not hard to be the best part of that.
Yeah. I'm going to sit here and say I had a lovely time.
Okay.
I'm an avid enjoyer of animatronics.
Well, Owen Wilson is actually a really good actor. All,
he
of,
is.
His, all of his work with Wes Anderson, yeah. Especially, I think is phenomenal.
He's
yeah, very,
great
very,
in
very,
cars.
Very.
It's such a weird three to go for.
Yeah.
But Paul is also phenomenal.
Yeah,
there may be
blood.
There will be blood. There will be blood.
There may be if there, I have my way with Quentin.
He's good in that with Daniel Day Lewis.
Yeah.
He's really good in Little Miss Sunshine. He's great as the Riddler.
Have you seen Dumb Money?
No, that's some. Is that the hacking one?
The one
NFT?
About the stock. Stocks in GameStop.
Yeah, GameStop.
Honestly, one of the best films I saw.
Yeah.
I think it came out either last. No, it was the year before last. Honestly, one of the best films I'd seen that year. I think it's so good.
It's,
and he's
it's him and the Divergent girl, isn't it?
Yeah, Shailene Woodley.
Yeah, that.
And Pete
yeah.
Davidson's in it as well.
No, you could have slagged his off acting off.
Yeah.
Don't go
that would have been. Have you not seen the pickup, Tarantino? Please.
Full circle.
Yeah, we're all back. That's how we wrap up an episode. Let me tell you.
Right, scores on the doors.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah,
the whole
we need
point
to do
the
grand
thing.
Finale.
Yeah.
Let's just right. Fuck off.
Right.
Oh, I've put my pen down.
I think we might have tied here,
That is going to be so anticlimactic. Oh God, you look proud.
I'm not. I'm just selling it.
But it's all fake confidence, baby. Well, Em, I'm going to go to you first.
I got 9.
I got 11.
We should have gone the other way around.
Yeah. I got 11. Come on. And I was being nice saying that we tied.
Do you want 2 more bonus points? Fogger? Yeah. How are you feeling? How do you feel about that?
I did better than I thought I was going to do, because them first couple of there's a couple of questions there that I thought, do you know what, lads, I fucked it.
I
agree.
Yeah, I feel proud of that. Considering my year has been limited in film watching compared to previous years, you know, I'm usually around maybe a 50 new releases kind of guy.
Mm.
You know, I'm on my 30, so I was worried. And I've taken a step out of the film space and I've gone more into theatre stuff, so I was worried here. But you know what? I've done myself proud. And I'm quite happy about that.
I'm really glad my boyfriend made me watch 28 Years Later now, because that got me a point.
Thank you, Emil.
Thank you, Samuel.
Yeah. Haven't seen you in a while. Hope you're doing well. But yeah, no. And what a wonderful way to end the year.
Honestly, hey? There's no two people talking honestly, about fuck finger big gloves. And then we end there, bang. We did it. Thanks so much, gang.
Thanks for having
us. No, thank you for having me.
It's bloody here. Tropical in here.
I know, I tell it you is. What, I'm minging. I am absolutely minging.
I know,
in
I wish I'd have brought some deodorant.
Oh, God.
But yeah, Merry Christmas to all.
Happy holidays.
And
to all a good night.
Slay.
Bye. We'll work on that for 2026. Yeah, we'll open that ending.